Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we are back with the Beach & Company. Be a qualifier for the grand prize of a brand new Blaze Grill from National Fuel. And win a four-pack of tickets to the Buffalo Home Show, March 6th through the 8th and 13th through the 15th at the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center. Minimum value is $44. General contest rules apply. Get discounted adult tickets to the Buffalo Home Show by using the promo code WBEN. I'm sure when they decided, we should have a way to know where they heard about our announcement. What about a secret code? Something that they won't be able to figure out. Why don't we say WBEN at the Buffalo Home Show? But it's fun to go to the Buffalo Home Show. Now, I have to admit in front, before I read this next text, I have no idea how to answer it, okay? Now, some things I can answer easily because I have personal knowledge. That's easy. Sometimes, using logic, I can answer them because I'm a logical kind of person. I'm rational. I'm a rational type of person. So between personal experience and logic and rational, I can answer almost any question. However, this one, I have no idea. And I'm going to ask Tony and Buzzy, if Buzzy is near a microphone, see if they have an answer, because I have a feeling they don't have an answer any more than I do. But I'm brave enough to ask the question, even though I don't know the answer. Are you ready? Sandy, why is it all of the terrible things we hear about having to do with the Boy Scouts only happen in the Boy Scouts and not the Girl Scouts? Do they just hide it better, or does it not happen? I haven't a clue. I don't know how to answer that. Tony, do you have a clue on how to answer that?
First of all, it's a great question.
That's why I don't know the answer.
I do not have an answer. I've never seen anything written that there was abuse within the Girl Scouts. Doesn't mean that it's never happened, but maybe the boys are just focused on by the media. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that, and in the Catholic side, they're only boys because they were altar boys,
right,
mainly. Okay. Buzzy, did you hear my setup on this, and do you have any idea of an answer? But think before you answer.
I'm like you, Sandy. I do not have an answer.
Oh, that was close.
What? You would think after all this time you can trust me.
Oh, I do trust you.
Oh, that was a joke.
Okay,
good.
Tony, explain to him when I'm doing a joke, will you? Do I have to hold up a piece of paper that says joke on it?
Insert laugh here. We need a laugh track.
Yeah,
that's it.
Quick. I didn't want to upset Buzzy. No, I really don't know. I don't know. And I can't even guess. So I don't know. All I know is the statement is true. You don't hear about it. Doesn't mean it's not happening. It could be happening. Maybe it's not happening. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, abuse is touched almost every aspect of our lives, whether it's schools,
crossed
church,
all
sports.
Kinds of lines, all sure. kinds of lines. So,
and we've seen it in colleges, in college sports, right,
yep.
Joe, with Michigan State and I think Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah, Michigan State really is the one that opened the eyes to the what's going
Penn
on.
Penn State.
In
well, look at the doctor who got in trouble with the athletes from the gymnastics team.
He was from Michigan State,
but he's a guy.
Yep.
See. But you don't hear anything about women and women problems. It was a guy causing. It's always a guy causing the problem, is what we've discovered.
Coach Sandusky at Penn State and Joe Paterno hiding it.
Yeah. So, All right, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930.
And Tony, that's a great point. You see how Joe Paterno, you know, he knew about it, and he covered it up, kind of like what we're seeing here with the Buffalo Diocese.
Cover-up is the worst part of it.
Right.
Always. Nixon taught us that, and I'm sure it's happened before Nixon, that the best thing is my attitude when I was a program director is you know, when you're a program director, you have to make a lot of decisions. What to carry, what not to carry, who to hire, who to fire, what jingle package to buy, whatever. So by doing so many different things as a program director, there will be mistakes made where you've made a mistake, okay? My attitude the whole time was, it's not perfect. It's my best at the time. I admit it. Yeah, I did that. I don't blame it on somebody else. I don't deny it. Nothing. Just say, yeah, okay, I did it. Now let's move on from there. And so that's that. And I think that's the best way to handle it. To say you didn't and then make up some kind of excuse, and then the excuse doesn't work because the person who you were pointing at was out of town. I mean, who knows? Just admit it. Get on with it. You guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
Oh, how come you're not doing it, Tony? I was just wondering.
Well, sometimes it's better just to keep things to myself.
A minute ago, Tony was complaining to me that his head was cold.
Yes.
Now, I'm the talk show host. I'm not the doctor. I don't have Otesmic. Is that the name of it?
Otesla.
I'm sorry. Your head is cold simply because you have no hair.
Now but you
I have no hair. And my head isn't cold.
You don't have a vent right above your head.
That's true. My vent's across the studio. If I was sitting there, I would have a cold head. But indeed, I don't. And Buzzy has a lot of hair. Yeah. He has young, youthful, exuberant hair. Just barreling his way out of the scalp. So he's not going to get cold.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
Let me tell you
waxing,
guys.
Waxing, yeah.
It is starting to recede a little bit.
Get out.
No.
At 30-something?
Yes. I am starting to lose a little of my hair.
My wife had beautiful hair, and it turned gray at age 28.
Oof. 28. That's about the time I started getting grays.
Is it really?
Yeah.
28?
28 to 30, that range.
I thought that was pretty young to have gray hair. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll take some of your texts, and we'll go to the Facebook page, and some of the things on the screen are interesting. On News Radio 930, Did you guys see the first text?
I can't see them.
Yeah, don't read it, but just, oh, you can't see them. All right.
You and Joe get to see them.
Yeah, I'll pass them on to you. It's pretty funny. On News Radio 930 WEN, I see the guys in the other room chuckling over the commercial with Dan Nevers and I suggesting go to High T. I felt that way when I was asked to go to High T. Me? High T? You're kidding me. I'm not a High T kind of guy. But I went. It's fabulous. First of all, they serve little pastries with it. And the pastries are like the best quality pastries you've ever had. And they have clotted cream on them. Now, have you ever had clotted cream?
What is it?
It's cream that's clotted.
I've never heard of it.
I don't know what it is, but it tastes great. You could dive into a vat after applying Otesla to yourself. You could probably jump into a whole vat of clotted cream. Look it up, Buzzy, will you? Clotted, C-L-O-T-T-E-D, clotted cream, C-R-E-A-M, just in case. It is so good. Once you have it, you'll be spoiled for life. And every trip I'm going on now from now on that has High T, and I think they all do, I'm going to High T. Does it say what it is?
Yes, Sandy, it says clotted cream. Of course, the computer freezes on me. Here we go. Clotted cream is a thick cream made by indirectly heating full cream cow's milk using steam or a water bath and then leaving it in shallow pans to cool slowly. During this time, the cream content rises to the surface Ooh. And forms clots or clouts.
Ah, so good.
It forms an essential part of the cream.
Oh, it is. And you can tell from verbiage. You got to try it. I don't know where it is. I don't know if you could just go to like Wegmans and pick up some clotted cream or if you have to make it. I'm not really sure.
Well, here online it says that the only place it's available near us is the English Tea Store.
Is it really?
But I think that's online only.
Well, you have an English Tea Store. Yeah, if you ever get a chance and somebody's doing high tea, I think restaurants do it every once in a while. There's a restaurant in Clarence. It's on the right-hand side as you're going down the hill into Clarence. I know they have high tea like on Wednesdays and things like that. I've never been there. For that, I've been there for other stuff, but it's really good. And once you try it, you'll say all of my time, I had an opportunity, and I said no. This I should have done it. So that's that good. Thank you for the dramatic reading, by the way, Mr. Clotted Cream. If anybody from the Clotted Cream Council is listening, they'll probably want you to do their spots.
All right.
Very nice. Now bankruptcy. Have an article here. In the Buffalo News by Jay Tokaz, and it says, Bishop Edward B. Scharfberger told a large group of priests Monday that a decision on whether the Buffalo Diocese files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection will be soon. But he did not definitely say the filing will happen, nor did he give a date for it. Scharfberger met in the afternoon with about 125 priests at St. Leo's. That's the church right next to us, right down the street there. Two lawyers from the Bonn, Schreck, and King law firm in Syracuse joined the bishop in fielding questions about a possible bankruptcy. The Buffalo Diocese is named as a defendant in 258 cases filed under the Child Victims Act, more than any other institution in the state, and potentially faces huge losses if the cases go to trial or get settled out of court. Okay, what that says is we're going to declare bankruptcy. You don't have a meeting with the lawyers and 125 priests just for fun. You do it for information, and the lawyers can answer questions that maybe couldn't be answered unless they were there on the law, because the bankruptcy proceeding is a legal proceeding. But there again, the reason I included this, oh, wait, it says up there. Oh, yeah, it's the Asa Ransom House is the place that has it. I go there at least once a year. It's a really nice place to have a meal. Wegmans has clotted cream, okay? Wegmans. And then another one says, oh, Tesla, isn't that one of the, no, can't read that one. Oh, Tesla is one of the, no, okay. I'm trying to decide whether I can read these or not.
Brenda wants to know if you had lemon curd with your clotted cream and scones.
Yes, I did. Yes, I don't like the word curd. I don't want to think I'm eating anything that is called curd. Curd to me sounds leftover or, you know, something you don't want, the part you throw away, you know what So I don't know about that, but they say Wegmans does have it. Let's see. Women, no. Oh, here it is. Oh, Tesla, wasn't that a character in The Little Rascals? Now, that's cute. That's a cute little thing. Some of the others, not so cute. I didn't think we'd get any not-so-cutes in this, but it is a serious subject, and that's why we want to keep it that way. But have the Boy Scouts squandered their legacy? I think they have. Sad, because there aren't many institutions as widespread and doing as much good with the young boys as the Boy Scouts of America. I think it's a great organization, and as usual, it just takes some to spoil things. And obviously, these things weren't taken care of at the entry level when they were first found out. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on the brink of bankruptcy. I know they've done some things that have ticked off the Girl Scouts. I can tell you that. When the Boy Scouts said, you know, you can be a girl in the Boy Scouts, that really ticked off the Girl Scouts. Because some girls are like, I don't know what the expression would be, tomboys or they're athletic and whatever, and they like the things the Boy Scouts do. So the Boy Scouts opened it up to them. But now the Girl Scouts aren't open to Boy Scouts. So the Girl Scouts figure it puts them at a real disadvantage in recruiting, for lack of a better term, if the girls that they're recruiting can go to the Boy Scouts as well. The Boy Scouts may have some grander things that they do. I don't know, maybe different opportunities that they don't have now that they could get in the Boy Scouts. I'm not really sure that's the way it is, but you want to keep your brand to yourself, and the brand of the Girl Scouts is young girls. Though that's who their target audience is, and that's who they want. They don't want to lose some to the Boy Scouts.
So in the meantime, they just confuse the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, that's it. It gets confusing. It would be like the Boy Scouts selling cookies. Same thing. You don't want to confuse it. You've got something going that does well, has a good brand appreciation, and the last thing you want is somebody getting in the way of that.
The Boy Scouts need their own thing to sell, and I hereby suggest beef jerky.
That's very manly of you, Tony.
Yeah, you have to go in that direction.
Beef jerky. I mean, nobody goes yum. If a young boy is there, yum yum, rubbing their tummy, it's a beef jerky sale. Do you do that?
People like beef jerky. Joe, you like jerky, right?
I love.
What age did you start loving jerky? I'm guessing at 7 and 8, you didn't love jerky.
Not the kind I like now. I liked Slim Jims, which is a type of beef jerky. But you know,
I thought it was a way to break into a car. Don't all the cops carry a Slim Jim?
That's what we brought to Burgard.
They taught you how to open a car with a Slim Jim? That's good.
Well, not the teachers, but fellow students.
Yeah,
but
the fellow inmates, actually, yes.
But the Slim Jims, I've been a fan of Slim Jims for as long as I can remember.
Same here.
Now that they have them in our candy machine here in the bistro.
Yeah, but at $1.50, I mean, it's a little crazy.
Guess what? I'm going to have a revelation here. I've never had beef jerky.
Really?
I don't have any taste for it. I don't know. What does it taste like? Dried meat?
It depends on what flavor you get. Like, there's one that I saw at the jerky outlet at the outlet mall in Niagara Falls.
There's a whole jerky outlet? Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it like, okay, is it like gum with meat flavor?
No.
Okay. I'll give up.
Definitely meat flavored.
Bring in some, and I'll try it.
All right.
Okay. I'm willing to try it. On News Radio 930, WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And we are talking. We learn a lot of things. I learn a lot of things just listening to other people doing this show, including my own guys, Tony and Buzzy. Here's some of the texts, a couple of texts that we've kind of veered off the road to beef jerky land. The best beef jerky at the fair, I think, in the Ag building has turkey, venison, hot, medium, and mild. But this guy also has the Slim Jim style. Oh, so what do they have? Fat ones and thin ones? Is that the way beef jerky works?
Yeah, like a Slim Jim would be like a little tube, and a beef jerky is kind of flat piece.
Okay, I see it. I see it in counters and stuff. All right, let's see. Real beef jerky, I love it, but you can imagine if the Boy Scouts sold it, they sell popcorn for $25. Beef jerky would cost $100.
That's true.
Is that true? Okay. Now, this one is making a claim that I don't know to be true, but it's a claim, and you guys can tell me if it's true. Jerky is like bologna. It's the leftover unwanted parts of the beef processing plant, including what's swept up from the floor. Now, that seems a bit much. There have to be laws against that.
Well, I think what the texter means, and obviously the floor part not being true, is something like a Slim Jim, which, like Tony said, that's just put into a casing.
Yeah.
Now, real good
like a hot dog?
Yeah.
It's like a hot dog. Okay.
But like real beef jerky, like the jerky
outlet.
About
thick as a pencil, maybe.
Okay.
But real beef jerky, like that you get the beef jerky outlet.
I'd like the Eberhardt number 2 jerky, please. Thank you.
That's real dried out meat. So
okay.
That's not just leftover parts.
So I like meat. So when you bite it and chew it and
yes.
Swallow it, or do you just chew it like gum?
No, you chew it and eat it like you would eat any other piece of meat.
All right, bring me in something mild, though. They have like turkey or chicken or...
You want like regular, mild
just regular beef
jerky.
Yeah, regular beef.
Teriyaki.
I'm a beef. No, just regular. No foo-foo. Just give me regular beef.
I'm going to bring you in one regular beef jerky and one Slim Jim.
You know, for years I owned horses. And when I rode, I had a Western hat and boots and belt and buckle. I had all that stuff. All I needed... was some jerky.
That's right.
And I could see myself like John Wayne up on my trusty horse, chewing on some jerky and rounding up the cattle.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it was made for cowboys, or that's how
was
it was invented for them to take on their trips when...
Sure, a little... there was no convenience stores then.
Because it's not going to go bad and keep it in your
doesn't
bag.
Doesn't go bad. Okay, unlike some of our producers, Tony... It never goes bad.
Well, some producers do go bad.
Just remember, and Buzzy is not one of them. Buzzy has turned out to be really good.
I'm the bad one.
you're a bad boy. Yo,
yes. Oh, man, I need to listen to that.
Well, find it. We'll play it. It's the Jive. What is it? The
Jive Bomber?
Jive Bombers.
Or is it the Jive 5?
No, the Jive 5 is different. I think these are the Jive Bombers. That's a Jive guy with a bomber. I think it's the Jive Bomber. It could be the Jive 5. It's definitely Jive. Just put Bad Boy, Jive.
Jive Bombers.
It's the Jive Bombers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's such a song. We love it. And every once in a while, we break into a tune, and this will be one of it. Tony,
we got to play it a lot when we were on KB. In fact, Hank never put it in the rotation, so we put it in
we
the
added
rotation
it ourselves.
For him.
We took command.
We helped him out.
We just took command. We said we want to play this song, and we played it. All right. Turn the volume up.
I'm just a bad boy.
Dedicated to Joe Beamer. Ever see that outfit he has? That's Joseph Beamer. We first met Joe when he was wearing the flag Speedo, as I recall. He's a bad boy and everybody knows it. It is when Virginia Tech is winning. He's going down there.
Virginia.
Nights into days, he doesn't care what the clock says, he's always here, ready to go.
The hot blazing sun.
Yeah, that's in the summer.
Won't hurt my head.
Not him, he does a lot of hair.
Because you'll always find me.
Where would you find Joe Beamer?
Right there in the shade.
That's him, Shady Joe.
I can see all the folks. They're laughing at me.
No, they're not.
Because I'm just naturally crazy.
That's Joe Beamer. Look at those clothes. He's running with Chris Johnson. He's America's Youth, part two. Bop, 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 bop. Won't hurt him. He's impervious to it. Where would you find Joe?
Right there in the shade.
That's him.
I can see all the folks.
See all the folks.
They're laughing at me. Cause I'm just naturally.
What are you?
Crazy.
See? Here we go. It's him. Joseph Beamer, ladies and gentlemen, the next superstar of Buffalo Radio. That's all they wrote. Woo! Now, that was fun. That was fun. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Just a reminder, if you'd like to go on a trip with Dan Nevereth and myself with AAA, we've been taking people all around the world for the last, say, 4 years. And let's see, for this round, for this year, the Russian trip is sold out, so that's no longer available. We've been telling you a lot about the Alaska trip, which is in June, and no, I'm sorry, in August. Let's get this straight. Russia's in June, Alaska's in August, and the last one of our year, it'll actually be into next year, is aboard the Viking Orion. It's Australia and New Zealand, from Auckland to Sydney, from January 20th to February 3rd, 2021, and we're going to see a lot of the world that most of us have never seen before, including several days in New Zealand, in Auckland and other places in New Zealand, in Wellington, in Christchurch, New Zealand. And then we head on over to Australia, Tasmania. We're going to see maybe some Tasmanian devils. Melbourne, certainly, Sydney. It is January 20th through February 3rd. If you would like to go, it's a great trip. Australia and New Zealand, Auckland to Sydney, call AAA of Western and Central New York, 1-844-688-7477. And it's definitely a bucket list trip, because as soon as we announced it, we haven't been promoting it much because we wanted to get the word out on the earlier trips. This one was almost a year from when we started talking about it. But lots of people booked it right away because it's a bucket list trip. And it's the kind of thing when you're making your plans, this is something you definitely want in your plans.
I hope the New Zealand rugby team is somewhere where you get to see
it. Go see it. That'd be great.
They're one of the greatest rugby teams in the world. I believe where the All Blacks, they're called. They're simply amazing. I played against a 19 and under New Zealand national championship team when I played for UNLV, and they cleaned our clock.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. I got hooked on it in the Olympics. I had never seen it before, but that's my kind of rough, tough, knock them down, sock them, knock your you-know-what in the dirt.
And now they have professional rugby. I watched New England play San Diego, a little bit of their game over the weekend. That was neat.
Okay, got some more texts here. Sandy, I love when you do commentary to a song. So clever, so spontaneously. I'm going through a heartbreak right now. It felt good to laugh. Signed, Cindy. A very special name in my life, I can tell you. Let's see, some other things. Okay. Is it time for rats in my room? No, I don't think so. No, not now. We got to spread them out a little bit. And besides, I don't want Danny Nevereth or Joey Reynolds to get any money for recording it.
Danny's offered to come in and sing it solo.
I know. I'm dying laughing at my desk. Ha, ha, ha. Well, we don't want you to die. Thank you, guys. I'm Patrick from Amherst. And they like those kind of things. But, you know, when we started the song, we just liked the song. But as I'm looking at Buzzy, I'm thinking Buzzy fits the lyrics of this thing. And let's see if we can come up with something. That's half the fun. Now, Buzzy, you're the overseer of the Facebook page. I could use a few pleas from you.
All right. We'll start with people's thoughts on the potential of the Buffalo Diocese claiming bankruptcy. And Carl says, the diocese should be liable for claims. However, they get to that point is beyond my control. I lost trust in them a few decades ago.
What's the part that is a little unsavory to me is they're just trying to protect assets. All right? They're trying to protect buildings. They're trying to protect land. And that's what they're trying to protect. This has nothing to do with religion. You know what I'm talking about? Because we're told all the time that you don't have to go to church to pray. You can pray anywhere you'd like. We have a direct line, hopefully, to the person we're praying to. So it's territory. It's real estate. It's land that they're trying to protect. And I understand why they're doing it. I just don't think it's a great idea. What are they showing? They're showing that if anything comes up in your life that that would be some let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? Intrusive in your life, like a big fine or maybe jail or something like that. If you can get around it, do it. As opposed to the difference of paying your debts, accepting responsibility for what is owed, and then paying it. Now, you know, I don't know in these previous bankruptcies if any of them set up payment plans. You know, if you get an award for $5 million and the court says $5 million, can you pay it off over maybe 10 years or something like that? I mean, it still would be a load, but it wouldn't be as much of a load as if you had to write that check for over $5 million. And what usually happens is they set up a list of debtors that you owe money to, probably from court-related, and I don't know how they would lay this out, to be honest with you, with so many defendants in there, almost 300 now, how they would do it. But if the court decided this was a fair compensation and you go in line, then they decide what kind of assets they would have to be able to pay it. And then you don't get much when you have a lawsuit against somebody that's declaring bankruptcy. So you're going to get pennies on a dollar. That's about it. That's, to me, a little unsavory. It is. You know, if this were a direct line to God and they put God out of business, be different. But it's not. It's buildings. It's schools. It's land. It's things like that. It's got almost nothing to do with the worship of God. Think about it. There are buildings where you do it, and there's schools where you learn about it, but nothing is stopping you from worshiping and stopping them from teaching. You can still do it. So I hate to see people who have anguished all these years finally getting to a point where you need some restitution. And then because they have the lawyers, they have the knowledge of the roads to avoid that, they take it. Some dioceses have already, what's plural, dioceses? I think so. Have already done that. And I don't know what the reaction is from their parishioners. But to me, it's, I thought more of you. I held you to a higher esteem. I didn't think that when push came to shove, you would take the same road as lesser people do. So it's kind of like it's a hard pill to swallow.
But in the end, we are humans and we're not perfect. We are severely flawed. So I don't know, kind of look at it that way. But am I wrong to look at it as legal cheating?
Well, it's legal, certainly. but it's the responsibility of knowing what you owe, recognizing the crime in this case, and recognizing that it is a just verdict and it's legitimate. Then it's up to the courts to decide the rest of it, the legality. This has nothing to do with religion. Religion happens to be involved with it, but it's nothing to do with religion directly. So then paying your debts. If you owe, you pay. I mean, those are lessons hopefully we've learned from the church. So there's the church saying, here's the lessons if it involves you. They're different lessons if it involves us. That doesn't sound right, does it? If you're not willing to walk the same route, why are you asking me to walk that route when, if and when it ever happens to me? That's not a fair request.
Sounds like Democrats.
Oh, that's funny. Hello there. Lovely lady just walking by with Tim Wenger. Very nice. She must be getting the A tour.
I thought you were saying Tim was lovely.
No, Tim.
Ooh, she's going to walk by again.
Tim is only semi-lovely.
I think she's blushing, Sandy.
Is she blushing?
Yes.
Hello there, lovely lady. Nice to see you.
Hey, lady.
What are you, Jerry Lewis? So that's my feeling about it. It's not a direct knock at the church. You know what it is? It's a disappointment to me. I was raised Catholic. I was raised to believe that this was a higher place to be, a better place to be. That's how I was raised. And later on, when you find out it's just another one, that it might not be the best place. There may be another place that's even better. It's disappointing.
I think a lot of people, and we know that it's declined as far as the amount of people going to church on Sundays, but I have a feeling, or my belief is, that a lot of people gave up when the church started hiding priests who were being accused.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's when it all started to end.
When they started hiding priests that are accused, that's a criminal act. That has nothing to do with religion, does it? It's a criminal act. So the church was not only hiding people, they weren't hiding outsiders, they were hiding their own people. The people that they brought in, the people that they mentored, they're hiding them, which makes it even worse. All right? So that's my general thought. It's not it's not a knock 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 against the church or the Boy Scouts. It's a disappointment. That about wraps it up. Beach and Company today with musical numbers of the Jive. Was it the Jive 5 or the Jive Bombers?
Jive Bombers.
The Jive Bombers and Bad Boy. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.